the last couple of weeks, just kind of what we've seen.
What's not happening, maybe?
We're always looking for a simple answer.
You know, a simple answer, yeah. Here's a real simple answer. You know, we turned the ball over. Yeah. And we made some mistakes in terms of this execution with the trying thing. We had the turnover. Okay. And then we had, I got a lot of stuff in my mind.
Okay, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to help you.
We had penalties. We had two penalties. Yeah.
Missouri.
Well, yeah, and then, last week, Lyon had two. So, yeah.
You're not doing anything different coming out of the shoot, are you?
No.
Preparation-wise?
No. We're just, we're trying to obviously get a fast start and, adjust our calls based on things that are new, things that are different, things that want to be seen. And, really the same play, it's just different ways of doing it.
Is what isn't happening on drive 1 and 2 affecting drive 3 and 4 when it's 17?
Yeah.
Then are 14 up on
I think, we played a little tight, when that happens, and we can't let that affect us. You've got to work through your issues. So, and that's what we're working on. Just keep working. There's a lot of competition at that position. He was locked up in a three-way battle for time, and that's one thing good. That line's got a lot of depth in it, and a lot of good players. So,
case of Lyon and Carl playing better.
They're playing real well. They're playing well. And he's we've cross-trained him all for instance now. He's been cross-trained. He's had to play tackle and guard, and so we've used him in several different ways. Both those spots.
Thank you, Sean.
Sure thing.
So we have some life.
Mm-hmm.
You address the distraction level of this team.
No, we're pros. You move forward. You can't be distracted. There's no time to be distracted in this business. Those are decisions that we don't have any decision making in. You got to be a pro. You got to move forward. We're grown men. We're going to do that.
You guys are pros with the players.
We got to move them through it. Part of our job is to be mentors for them for life, and that's just part of life. They're becoming men. They know. And we've got to be good examples. You've got to move forward.
You've experienced some of this in the past. Mm-hmm. Gary Barnett last week.
Yeah.
What do you learn in situations like that?
Not to be distracted. You can't control what you can't control. But you can control your attitude. You can control, the love you have for the game. All those things that got you in this business, that's what you do it for. So, I love the game. I love ball. It does not distract me. It can't, because I got a lot of people dependent on me and my role. And I've learned that through my situations. You can't be distracted. You have to keep your head down. You got to keep moving forward, because a lot of people count on you.
Is there a chance this could be a rallying point for the team?
I don't know that. I just think that it just, if anything, it'll it may heighten our the players, heighten their attention. I think things like that draw you, adversity always seems to, draw people closer. So if you really care about each other, it always does. You find that out if you're dealing with your family or you're dealing with players. That's the way it is. So it could. I think it will. These are good people. I've always said that about these players and the coaches.
What has the last 48 hours been for you, Coach?
Busy. Busy. Honestly, guys, we're when you have people counting on you, you don't have time for that pity parties. You don't have time, to be distracted. You've got to move forward. You have to move forward with a positive attitude, because people are dependent on you. So you got to keep your head held up high. Your demeanor, the way you handle yourself, they're going to handle themselves that way, because they're young men looking for an example. So you move forward with a positive attitude.
What do you think of Osborne being named the interim AD?
I really don't have a comment on that, because I'm not involved in that, to be honest with you.
Do you know of any effects it could have on you? Just his leadership style?
All I'm doing right now, to be honest with you, is I'm taking care of my job, what I've got to do. In all fairness to you, and I'm being honest, you ask me what I learned about my situations, that's what I've learned in my situations. I've been here before and seen this. And, if you get caught up in all those things, you're doing the players and the guys you work with a disservice. I'm not going to do that. I'm cut from a different cloth. I'm going to do my job. can be a troll.
Coach, okay.
What can you tell us about
A&M? Oh, about A&M? They're probably what you expect from A&M. They got great skill, got good players, were well coached. I had a lot of respect for them last year because, you know, they had made a huge change in their personality, and here's what you like. You have respect for it. It's the best way to put it. You have respect for the way and they play team defense. I mean, they rally to the ball. They're very assignment sound. They don't get out of position. They run a scheme where they try to keep everything hemmed up and in front of them, and they carry your way down the field. And, you know, they're got good people doing it. So they're challenged, like everybody in this league. Sure.
Thanks.
Hey, guys.